Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Yudalit, Psachim 14a, pagination page 27, starting a new Mishnah, 5 lines from the top. Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim said as follows. Mimeyem Shal Kohanim, the days of the Kohanim, this was their custom, Lo nimnu, they did not refrain, milisrof es habosar shenitma bevelad hatuma, to burn meat that became tame from a secondary level of tuma, im bosar shenitma be'av hatuma, with meat that became tame from a primary source of tuma, afapisha mosifin tuma al tumaso, even though the level of tuma is going up as a result of the contact that these two items have during the burning process. There are a few new concepts here. Let's go through it. If meat becomes tame, so it's supposed to be burnt, disposed of. Under normal circumstances, though, we're obligated to be shomer, to guard the kedusha of the food, and you would not be allowed to make something tame. Certainly, if it was tahar and edible, you couldn't make it tame impure. But even if it is already a level of impurity, it's already a level of tuma, you would not be allowed, simple understanding, to make it more tame by bringing it in contact with something that's more tame than it and would upgrade, so to speak, its level of tuma. Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim is introducing is that this problem that we're assuming to be true is really not true. Once an item is indeed tame, even if it's a level 3 of tuma, bringing it in contact with something that will bring it up to a level 2 of tuma, closer to the level 1 or where it originally emanates, the actual dead body, there's nothing wrong with upgrading it in its level of tuma, according to Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim's presentation. Now, a question which will unfold as the Mishnah tries to compare this to the case of burning chametz, is that we need to know whether Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim was talking about something that was tamei a tuma deoraisa, biblical, in which case we kind of understand why there was no restraint. Once it's tamei, there's no reason to guard its sanctity, and who cares if it becomes more tamei? Or was he only talking, or was he even talking about something that's only tame tuma d'rabbanon, rabbinically forbidden, and even then, perhaps, he was allowing you to burn it together with something that when it comes in contact, it brings it up to a tuma d'oraisa, certainly more strict. Keep in mind that normally, we always keep track, things are d'oraisa, things are d'rabbanan, and we try to keep track of both possibilities. If we assume Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim was talking even by tuma d'rabbanan, that's a remarkable concept, that because the rabbanan said you can't eat it, and they called it tamei, that's already enough to take off the obligation to guard it, mid'oraisa, and you'd be allowed to burn them together. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva added on, Va'omar, and he said, Mimeyem shal Kohanim, in the days of the Kohanim, lo nimnu, they never refrained, milahadlikes Hashem and shenifsa b'tvu yom, to burn oil that became tame from a tvu yom, that's a certain level of tuma that only makes a level 3, in this case here that we're discussing, is going to be a level 3, B'ner shenitma b'tmei meis, even to bring it in contact with a metal receptacle that became Tomei from a Tomei Mace, which is going to bring this to a level of level 1. It's going to go from 3, very distant, to a level 1. Afabishem osifim Tomal Tomah, so even though you are adding to its level of Tomah. And now the case in the Mishnah is what the original Kavanah, the original intent with this Mishnah was, to bring it all into the topic of Pesach. Amar Rav Meir, midivreim lamadnu, what you can learn out of here is, shesorfin teruma tahora imatmeya bepesach. That if you have teruma that's perfectly good and usable, and you have teruma which is tamei, and they're going to come in contact with each other because it's Erev Pesach, and you want to burn them both because chametz is forbidden, even if until now it was considered tahar and edible, but because it's chametz, it's forbidden. So Reb Meir says that even though it's only forbidden right now, midrabanan, that's enough of a prohibition on it to allow you to burn it together with teruma tameya, even though your teruma tahora will now become tamei. But since it was forbidden midrabanan anyway, that's not considered a problem. What's his proof that once it's forbidden midrabanan, that's enough? His proof was because he originally understood the words of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, that the Kohanim were burning meat that was tamei, a level of Drabanon, with meat that was going to increase its tuma to a level of the Oraisa, and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim tells us that they allowed it. And therefore Rabbi Meir says, what's the difference if you're dealing with two types of meat, Drabanon and the Oraisa, or you're dealing with a different type of prohibition, namely the prohibition of chametz, which is forbidding the food? That's already enough that you could burn them together, even though they'll make contact and the Truma Torah will become Tamei. Don't let it bother you because it's forbidden midrabanon anyway to benefit from it. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Eina hi amida. That's not the way the logic works. Because he learns that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, by allowing the meat with the meat, was only allowing things that are already tamei mida oraisa. Just that the first case was going from, let's say, a level 3 to a level 2, and Rabbi Akiva's case was going from a level 3 to a level 1. So Rabbi Kiva is adding on to the chiddush here of how much you're increasing its tuma. But according to Rabbi Yossi, we never discuss taking something that's dirabonon and making it a prohibition of a deoraisa. He would hold that on that the rule es mishmeres terumo soy, to guard teruma, would still apply. Now, we don't deal too much nowadays with Truma and Meiser and Tuma and Taira and Kodshim and Meat, etc., of Kadosh status. But by way of extension, just to mention and observe that we have a similar conflict in disposal of something that's Kadosh in the case of Challah. The minig is that we take the Challah and we burn it, and then we dispose of it. The proper way to dispose of it is purposely to wrap it in a way that it will not come in contact with the other garbage. To dump that piece of challah that was designated as truma, to dump that when you're discarding it into the general garbage, is disrespectful to it. So even though they're both garbage, so to speak, but they're really very different. And we would not dispose of it that way. Rather, not too hard. You simply wrap the challah, which has the status of truma, you wrap it properly, let's say in a tin foil, and then you can discard it as long as it is not actually coming in contact in a disrespectful way. Yeshe koach, have a great day.